Remember, you're listening to a show that refers to you as a maggot. Self-esteem much? And now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Josh.
Hey, Josh.
People have been having a lot of fun the last couple weeks. I've been sober since February, 26th-ish.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and,
amazing.
You know, working the system, we'll see if ever ends. That's not on the cards right now. Right now, it's not drinking and working out why I just started drinking too much and made some bad decisions, etc. Talked deeply about it, but it's been replaced by an appetite, unlike anyone's ever seen, including my wife of 8 years. So I had the audacity, 3 weeks to the day from visiting my doctor, to have gained 5 pounds.
Whoa!
So at just under 5'11", I am 176.2. What do you mean you don't know?
Are we sure those numbers
we know
are accurate?
They were back on that date. I go back where are we? Today is the 16th. 10 days I go back and I get weighed again.
Could you fit both of your feet on that scale?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just checking. Trying to get the science here.
They don't have to hoist them up.
All the food, all the clothes are fit. Never mind.
Did the hoist not lower you down all the way?
Josh wrote in and said, I was just wondering if you, Robust Rob.
Oh, okay, that's nice, right?
Mentioned what a smorgasbord of meals you had for dinner last night. I find it fascinating hearing what you can consume in your fat years.
And so true, yes.
Not overly impressive, except, it's a visual thing. So we had my wife's favorite a grilled chicken penne pasta. And she did say, because she's getting her digs in too, because she's witnessing the appetite.
Love it, yeah.
She did say, babe, I made you an extra big bowl. And I thought she was going to bring out a salad bowl or whatever. But
that would be amazing. Just give you the pot.
For her and I, it would be like a usual pasta bowl that but we would eat half of a normal serving. Like, she filled the bowl.
Smart.
Nice.
And you finished it.
I ate every morsel of it.
She
couldn't believe it.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees.
With Rush Change.
Every bit of it. What I want. With Rush Change. That's what I want. With Rush Change. Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rush Change. With Rush Change. That's what I want. With Rush Change. That's what I want. With Rush Change. With Rush Change.
It would be great if all the food y'all eat that's usually in a bowl, if she just always brought it out in the biggest mixing bowl you have.
I expected that.
And then when it's plates, right, like a big platter.
Yeah.
Like those big appetizer platters, but that becomes your dinner plate.
I'm sure she's moving towards that. I left a chopped bell pepper. That was all that was left in the bowl.
Whoa.
Because it's the healthy thing?
And
right, exactly.
Caller 18
not the pasta.
To win Rob's change is Jeremy. Good morning.
Good morning, Rad.
Hello, Jeremy. We've had 3 guesses and 3 clues. If somehow you have put them together to figure out the number, you will win that amount. Give us your number.
It is 1983.89.
$1,983.89. Again, I would love to ask what the reasoning is, where you guys are headed, but I can't, because then we have to go back and go through some of the clues that have already been given, and you got to be listening at 6:30 and 9:30 to win. 1983.89.
You lose.
Oh,
incorrect.
Yeah, so,
those of you that have enjoyed or endured previous Mega Buckets with Michelle know that she throws out all of these random clues or statements or song titles or mottos or who knows what, and then eventually they make sense or they take in another direction. Clue number 4. If you've heard the first 3, you might throw something because I'm not. You're going to be like, what? What?
That, oh, I thought
what?
That was the clue for a second. I started writing.
No, I know.
Sorry. No. Here is clue number 4. Purple Rain.
Oh.
So you take that. You add to the first 3.
Okay.
I don't know if it helps you at all, but Purple Rain is clue number 4. Your next chance to win tomorrow morning at 6:30. Remember, there's a second chance to win Rob's change by using the Circles Second Chance Giveaway. You got to be on Circles. That's the free social media positivity app, Circles with an S, which you can download for free right now. And then once you're on, and if you're using it, you should be following people, your friends, people you trust, maybe us. You get recommendations in a positive way. None of that Yelp crap. That's what it's designed to destroy. Now, if you're a Circles user, all you got to do is create a group chat. Go to the homepage, lower left corner right there. You see the little messages icon. Hit that, and then you just go through your contacts, and you invite friends who are not using Circles. That's the one trick. They can't currently be using Circles. You invite them into a group chat. Remember to include the Circles buddy. That's the Husky. Just search for it when you're doing your group chat. It's very easy. And then you and your friends all have a chance to be the other winner of Win Rob's Change, to win the same amount that our on-air winner is going to. Because if you get six people in your chat, each of you get six guesses. That's 36 total guesses.
Oh, that's quick math.
But. And all you have to do is make the guesses in the group chat. Like you know, Teresa puts into the group chat, I think it's $4 billion. And Jacob puts into the chat, well, I think it's $2 million.
Are you the Circles buddy?
Oh, yeah, with that first Because
it's a Husky.
Bravo. That was good. I was going for the voices he was making there, but that was good.
Put them into your group chat. They'll all be saved. And then once we do get a winner and announce the amount, you will get the same amount for whoever gets in first, whoever puts in the right answer first. And we have all sorts of tie-breaking things in place. You can get the official rules at radradio.com. But remember, you have to get your guesses in for Win Rob's Change by midnight this Friday. The way things are going with these clues, I can't imagine we're going to have a winner on air by then. But you have to have your guesses in. And it's the closest within a cent. And you have as many guesses as you have people in your group chat. So maybe wait until Friday morning at 9:30 when you've heard 10 guesses and 10 clues.
Smart.
And then go, all right, well, here's all of ours.
I mean, you only have to get close. You don't have to get exact. I mean, if you did, that would be like, woo. And they have to wait until we get a winner.
Yes, to know who actually won.
It could go a while.
It could be a while. But we'll have them all sitting there waiting. And we're just tying it into Friday at midnight is also the cutoff to invest in the current WeFunder campaign to be part of Circles. It closes midnight on Friday. They're not related. You don't have to invest to play the game or anything like that. But if you do want to invest, if you do download Circles with an S and go, this is going to kill Yelp, and I think if I get in now, I'm going to make a lot of money, go to radradio.com. You hit the Circles logo. It'll take you to the WeFunder page. But only until midnight on Friday do you have time to invest. And as for Win Rob's Change, we will play again live tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.